Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. When I lived in Parkview, Iowa, there was one field on Lincoln Avenue that was a haven for wildlife. Every spring, butterflies would emerge from their cocoons and cover the road in order to dry their wings. It was an amazing sight, like a river of butterflies. Their slightly beating wings made Lincoln Avenue a living thing for just a day or two every year. But this isn't about those butterflies. This is about another summer resident of that field. This resident was a small bird, with distinctive tawny back, white belly, and stripes of black and white on its head and throat. Less than a foot tall, about half of that was stilt-like leg. In early summer, the males would fly high over the field, making their call, "Killdee, killdee, killdee," in order to impress the ladies. Once a little romantic interest was shown, the male would come down and scratch in the ground to seal the deal. They usually laid four black and brown blotched, cream-colored eggs. For 4 weeks, the parents would trade off, one sitting on the nest while the other foraged for food and flew low over the field to watch for potential danger. If you walked too close to one of the nests, an adult would use the broken wing trick, walking in front of you, dragging a wing, trying to lead you away from the nest. The eggs hatched about 4 weeks after they were laid. You would see several downy chicks following their parents. Even their original down had the distinctive markings, making them very hard to see in the tall grass. The chicks stayed with their parents until they could fly. For that month, the chicks started to wander a bit on their own. During this time, you might hear a parent use a sputtering call to warn of danger, to get the chicks to gather closer and follow, usually with one parent leading and the other bringing up the rear. Perhaps you've now figured out I love seeing this little avian slice of life unfold. When I tried to tell my sister about the plovers, she commented, "I thought it was pronounced plover." Was it? Maybe I'd been pronouncing it wrong. But no, according to the dictionary, either is correct. I told a friend about the plover-plover discussion. Her comment, "I thought they were called killdeer." Back to do a little more research, and I found that killdeers are a species of plover and definitely represented in the Quad Cities. In any case, plover, plover, or killdeer, these little summer visitors are always a welcome addition to the Quad Cities.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.